Amused Bouche is a member of the Queen City Podcast Network. Listen to your city at queencitypodcastnetwork.com. Welcome everybody to wait, oh my god, that's not even how we start. Hey, this is why you start. I don't know, oh my god.
Are you chugging salad dressing right now?
All right,
you want me to go?
Everything hurts and I'm sad. No. Welcome, everybody. My name is Abby.
And my name is Jen.
And this is
Amused Bouche. That felt weird.
Woo, I'm going to keep it in. People need to know.
It was backwards.
I'm ashamed.
Do you want to start over?
I was going to be like, what's up, everybody? I'm Jen.
I'm Abby.
This is...
What?
What?
The Matrix. There is a glitch. Anyway, it's been a while since we've had a solo episode.
I think that's what's thrown me off. We're so used to having like guests in here.
Other we've people been doing, to entertain and chat at.
We've been having so many amazing people coming to visit, but you know what I missed? I missed you and me.
I miss your musk. That's an Anchorman quote. But yeah, no, it's been really nice to have so many. We've gotten a lot of traction too with like folks asking us to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
And that gives us a great excuse to go and try more things. But obviously the crux of, you know, where we started was... You and I in the pandemic.
Stuck in our house.
Bored as fuck. What do? We like eating. We like laughing. We like making people laugh. So let's talk.
Let's just talk about food and all the things about food and around food.
Yeah.
But the pandemic...
It's okay. English is so hard.
The pandemic is, you know, in people's minds, it's over.
Yeah.
It's definitely still raging about. But people have said, you know what? We choose not to accept that alternative fact and instead live in this world of everything is fine and back to normal.
Yeah.
Right? And you celebrated a little bit of this because you were like, I need to get out of here.
Yeah.
Straight out the country.
Well, Mexico was like, come on down. No one gives a damn. Not? So, Jeff and I went to Mexico to visit for about a week. And it was the first international flight that I've been on in many years.
Yeah.
Like three maybe. So that was cool. But also I felt a little out of practice as far as like, oh, I had to get out my passport and all that.
Ugh.
But obviously like Mexican food is superb. So we had a couple of days in Playa del Carmen.
Yep. I've been there.
Oh man. So a little bit touristy, not as touristy as Cancun.
That's true.
So we had some really good food down there by way of like, amazing ceviche.
Oh, I love ceviche.
We actually went to we had a remarkable amount of good Italian food in Mexico. I will not lie to you.
What made you think, you know what sounds good to me right now? Italian food. Like what occurred to your brain?
So I will tell you. Convenience.
Oh.
And proximity.
Cool.
So obviously pizza is accessible anywhere, but in particular, on the main sort of street in Playa del Carmen, Avenida Quinta,
mm-hmm.
We were just looking for a place to sort of sit down and have some food, not like a full meal really, but it was sort of towards the end of the night. And there was this really beautiful Italian restaurant sort of on a corner of a little intersection. And it had really nice outdoor seating and it was right on the like main street there. So it was really just like, that place looks beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't really care if it's garbage, but I want to sit there.
I want to sit there.
I want to sit in that chair. So we did and we ordered, I think it was just like a basic margarita pizza, but man, it was surprisingly knockout.
Yeah.
And then
is this like Napolitana style, like, or is it
sort of, I would think, not as thin. It was definitely rustic, sort of like smaller personal mm-hmm. pizzas, not like a Domino style
sure.
big one, but just like really simple, really good crust, really good ingredients, and it was
that sounds fantastic.
It was also a beautiful place.
Right.
So that may have contributed to the overall effect.
Well, an experience is important, right? It's holistic. It's not just going to be the one thing.
Correct. And so we drove from Playa del Carmen through across the Yucatan Peninsula to
all the way across
to Mérida. It was quite a journey. We stopped in a city. It's really like the only city in between those two places. I can't pronounce it. I'll post it for everybody.
Valdosta.
Something Valdosta, like Georgia. That. But yeah, so it's just like a really beautiful, has like some nice like architecture and stuff. And we stopped and had lunch there. And I got, I should have done more research on this. It was basically
really
like,
have.
I'm so sorry. I thought I would remember all of these things and I just don't.
Well, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute. It was yesterday. But essentially like little... tostadas kind of thing, but instead of just a plain tortilla, it was basically like a black bean, like stuffed tortilla.
Ooh.
So it had two layers to it, and in between it was like a black bean puree kind of thing. So whatever they put on top, it was like, you know, pulled pork kind of deal, pickled onions, all the good stuff. Yeah, and it was insanely good. And there was too much of it. It was like 11:30 in the morning, so I had to pace myself. But
nap time.
Something really interesting that we had in Merida, and it's famous for this, is a marquesita. And this is a street food that Jeff's girls introduce us to. They're there for the school year. And apparently the version that we had was a little bit extreme.
Okay.
But in a nutshell, it is a sort of waffle cone style crepe. So it is a rolled sort of pastry kind of thing, if you will. Filled with various different things. The famous one is Nutella, which we all know and love.
Already there.
And cheese. Cheese. Yep. And when I was first told about this, I was like, okay, I could see like
Neufchâtel.
Like a cream cheese or like a goat cheese kind of thing, like a soft thing, something creamy and melty. This was not that. So apparently the whole deal is just like shredded Gouda.
Oh,
it's not melted. It is not like gooey. It is just dry shredded
Nutella, waffle cone, and Gouda.
Shredded Gouda. Yep.
Okay.
Marquesita.
I would try it.
Yeah.
But tell me more about you trying it.
Yeah. So it was not great.
Okay.
I could see that. So the girls told us that it was sort of a larger version of what is normally not as excessive.
Sure.
So I could see maybe a smaller portion of it being the balance of that, of those flavors, salty, sweet kind of deal. But just the texture of like a mouthful of shredded Gouda was like a little
off. Which in other circumstances is like heaven.
Yeah, of course. But this was just, and that's not the only one we tried. I think, Danny had a mango preserves kind of thing in hers. So those like the sweet things on their own were really nice, but it was still just like, it was a lot.
Yeah.
But I think a normal sized one that wasn't a caricature of what a Marquesita should be.
This one is the size of the Yucatan Peninsula.
It was just massive. Yeah. But it's funny. Yeah. We had a lot of great Mexican food there and a lot of great margaritas. And we had a ball.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Mexico in a minute.
Man, it was really freaking hot. It was so hot. And we didn't know this. Apparently in the Yucatan Peninsula, the warmer months are like, it's May, they said. So it was, I don't know what month we are going to be in during this airing, but was it April? I think it was mid-April we were there. So it was still like kind of chilly in Charlotte. We were starting to warm up. It was literally 100 degrees in Merida. And we were just like not prepared for it. So walking around, like I insisted, Jeff didn't really want to carry anything while we were stumbling around town, but I carried a huge water bottle because I just, I was just like, it was oppressively hot. I was just, my body not assimilated yet. So
I can't even imagine. I mean, that is a reason for me to actively avoid a place at a time.
Yeah.
Like I plan my trips around the weather.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't blame you.
I don't mind if it's raining. I just mind if it's hot.
As long as it's not boiling.
Yep.
One cool thing that we experienced in Playa del Carmen that I think is worth noting is they have like a bunch of beach clubs that you can rent like cabanas on for
like
the day.
Club or?
Sort of. Like if the later in the day it gets, they have like a DJ and stuff like that. But it's not like there's people in your business.
Okay.
But it's nice to have like the bar access and the food access and the bathroom access.
Yep.
And also like a fancy cabana on the beach. So we did that. And when we first heard the price, I was like, whoa, that seems excessive. It was like $300 to rent this cabana for the day. And it was like one of those big beds with the like canopy over it.
That sounds very luxurious.
But here is the deal. And I think this is common and I'm just ignorant to this because I've never done anything like it. But the deal was you get this whole cabana for $300, but you get a $250 bar and restaurant credit.
Whoa.
So they just want you to hang out and drink and eat all day.
That's
essentially what
you're
paying
for. Did they design this for me?
I mean, it's a pretty good deal.
It sounds like
it. If you milk it for what it's worth. And
which I will.
Right. We got there, I think, pretty much when they were opening, sort of like late morning.
Bar opens at 9. Got it.
I mean, it's vacation, so do your thing. But we started ordering drinks and we had some snacks to start with, and then we kept ordering drinks and had some more snacks later in the day. And we apparently didn't make a damn dent in that $250 credit, because when we were getting ready to leave in the mid-afternoon, the guy who was taking care of us throughout the day basically said, like, hey, if you guys are leaving now, like, you've still got some credit left. What do you want? Do you want... We ended up taking away a bottle of Don Julio Reposado.
Oh, my God.
Like, a not cheap bottle of tequila, just like they handed to us. And like some mixers and waters and sodas. And
fantastic. And now your entire vacation is taken care of.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That Don Julio is like one of my favorites, so that we just got to walk away with it.
Yeah.
On the first day, mind you. So, yeah.
It
did me well.
Yeah.
It did me well got for the rest of the trip. Yeah. So
that the whole rest was a whirlwind.
It was a whirlwind. But yeah, great food, great scenery. We get to visit Tulum also, which was
beautiful. I saw your pictures. They're beautiful.
It was stunning. The only thing that I didn't love, tons of lizards. Giant iguanas.
I love lizards.
Oh, they're so creepy.
No, I love little dinosaur-looking creatures.
They're dinosaurs. They love them.
Do you know they, like, if they gets too cold, they, like, fall out of the trees?
Yeah.
And have a coma.
Well, when I was in Key West a bunch of years ago, we just saw them, like, launching themselves from tree to tree. So you'd hear a rustling and just see a giant lizard launching its creepy body across the way. I could do without it. But
Jacob won't let me have one, but I'm not going to listen to that, and I'm going to do what I want.
Okay. I support you, but I
don't want it.
Don't want that in my life. So anyway, that was Mexico.
Yay, Mexico. That's awesome. I'm so happy that you had a good time. You got to get back out in the world a little bit.
Yeah. Just before the next variant.
Yeah, exactly. Now we're back and safe and getting ready to shut down again. Cool. Well, whatever. Let's talk a little bit closer to home.
Okay.
I have been feeling really strongly about something, and I couldn't figure out how to express myself. So I ended up writing a poem for you.
You wrote this?
I did. I wrote this poem for you.
No,
I wrote this poem for the problem.
Okay.
But I want you to hear it.
Are you calling me the problem?
Let's let the poem
tell you. Okay, we'll let the poem tell the story.
All right, let me get my sheet of paper.
I can't believe you wrote a poem.
I literally wrote a poem.
This is so sweet.
All right, you're going to know where this is going almost instantaneously. Okay. I think everybody listening who lives in Charlotte will know. An ode to thee, dear Harris Teeter. My sacred place. There's nothing sweeter than waltzing through your hallowed halls amidst fresh produce and Utz cheese balls. So friendly, kind, and well-designed. There are more like me, I think you'll find, whose patience grows ever more short. I never expected you to be the sort to betray me so. You broke my heart. I never dreamed you'd play the part of villain, lo, showing no remorse. Surely we must have recourse.
Oh my God.
Hear us now, voices loud and clear. Did you know that we live our lives in fear? All by design, it seems. You can see our scars when that tune begins. It's the little things by far.
Do, 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 do.
Damn it, Harris Teeter, stop with that damn song.
Who we are.
Do, 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 do. And then you lean really into it. Because it's
part
of me.
And a part of me.
Yeah, you're right. You got it right.
There's no place I'd rather be. Than shopping at Lidl. Sorry, I messed that up.
That's okay, but like we got real far, and I wonder, you know what? What if they send us a cease and desist and we send them a cease and desist?
I would support that. I
mean,
I
auditioned. We'll stop if you'll stop.
You know this about me. That's auditioned for that commercial.
I'm so glad you didn't get it because I would never let it go, ever.
Well, it's always just rewarding to me when I see a part that I've auditioned for and they cast someone in a completely different gender in that role. So, like, that's just not what they were going for. Got it.
Clearly.
I'm gone. But yeah, it was maybe the dumbest I've ever felt in an audition of like, because they wanted you to like...
Yeah, like jump in and
verbally sing along, but like quietly, like you're enjoying your lifestyle. I think I was like unloading groceries or something.
That's the worst part of the entire commercial for me, is that at the end of every segment, they laugh. They say the line and they go, oh, we're having such a good fight. It's the little things by far.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Anyway.
Also, no teenage girls.
Also, hire me for your commercials.
That's right. We would like to be considered for future commercials and poetry readings.
That was a lovely poem, actually. Yeah. You had a very spoken word cadence to that. Yeah. I like how you paused at the end of a stanza.
So you knew it rhymed.
So I knew it rhymed. Yeah.
That's how I knew
it was poetry.
That's right.
It was really beautiful.
That was the A-A-B-B.
Nice.
And it just goes down.
That's how you do a poet.
F. That's a poet.
F is what you're saying to Harris Teeter.
Stop it.
I actually love Harris Teeter. I'm not glad.
I love Harris. It's expensive, but I wrote it in the poem. I love Harris Teeter.
But just stop with the song. Please stop.
Please stop.
Please.
Please.
Love your fuel points. Go back to the fuel points, dude. Like, seriously. Let's do that.
Let's all feel like Bill.
Feel like let's Bill. Just I auditioned for that one, too.
We will be in the next one. We'll be.
I have friends that are on the like decals on the doors.
That's awesome. Yeah. I do fill up.
Amy Wada. She was in a great show shout out. Me. See you every time I go there, Amy. I think of you.
Yay. Hashtag. I hope you're listening, Amy.
She's probably hashtag not.
Amy's listening.
I hope so.
Cool. Well, with that, I need to take a little emotional break.
Please.
So let's take a little commercial break here, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about other things.
Other things coming up. And break.
Break.
If you think or know you had COVID-19, you can be around others after 10 days since symptoms first appeared, and after 24 hours with no fever without fever-reducing medication, and after other symptoms have improved. If you have tested positive for COVID-19 and you had no symptoms, you can be around others 10 days after you got tested for COVID-19. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/coronavirus.
And we are back.
We are back.
Welcome back.
Are you doing okay? Are your emotions
healed? I feel better and balanced, but I do still continuously live a little bit in anxiety that at some point I'm going to turn on my TV or turn on my radio and I'm going to hear it.
That's fair.
The worst part is if I go to Harris Teeter and they play it over the intercom. Like, I don't deserve that. You got me here.
It's a little quiet, though. Why am I being punished? The tune itself is not bad. It's just a little cheesy. Anyway.
Whatever.
Season desist.
Sorry. We really like Harris Teeter, so let's stop that.
So good cheese.
You know what we haven't done in a while?
Ooh. What?
Yelp reviews.
I love a Yelp review.
I love a Yelp review, and I feel like people enjoy them, and we haven't done one in a hot minute.
And I feel like you started doing those cartoon with the Bojangles one. That's from the beginning, and I know that it took you a long time, but I want more of them.
I also want more of them. So maybe some of these will be good enough
that
we'll put them on. And so for those who are not aware, if you don't follow us on Instagram, which is amused.boosh.pod, I have animated of this airing, ideally more than one, of our Yelp reviews, and hope to do more. So go check that out. And if you like it, I'll do more. But we need you to rate and review.
I like it.
For that.
So
I'll just keep doing it because you like it, and it's fine.
That's
I just want you to be happy.
I want you to teach me how to do it because it seems like a really
I am happy
cool
to help
do.
You. It's very cool. I enjoy it.
So do you want to go first?
Sure. Let me go first. I would love to share a review about a place that I love, which is Haberdish.
Aww.
One of my favorite restaurants in Charlotte.
Man, I haven't been there, I think, since the pandemic.
Well,
but
let's go.
Oh, yeah, for real.
I will go all the time.
Cool.
Like, anytime, anywhere.
Ooh, those deviled eggs, though.
Well, I know. Well, let me tell you what this individual was saying. Okay. Now, this person was not from Charlotte locally, visiting the area.
Well,
so
I'm interested to hear their thoughts.
Great to hear. All right. Let me just say, this place truly knocked it out of the park.
Mm.
Some folks down there play their spin on Southern food, but the fact of the matter is it is damn good.
Oh.
And just in case you'd like to check my Southern food card, my mother hails from Texas, father from Louisiana, so we cook. Now, I'm not saying it's better than or as good as some down-home cooking at mom's or granny's house, but for a restaurant, again, damn good. Special shout out to the head chef. Anytime I find myself in Charlotte, I will be brunching at Haberdish.
We cook. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We cook. Now, that's serious credentials.
That's serious credentials.
They're repping.
Southerners don't hand out compliments.
No.
Like,
bless.
Without.
If this started with bless their heart, you would have known it'd be a one-star review.
It's
this
a
is a
five different.
Star. Five star.
What's your favorite thing at Haberdish?
My favorite thing is the Southern fried cauliflower.
Yes.
And I don't even get it with the chimichurri. And you can get it on the side. I don't even put it on it. I just eat it as it is.
It's
that
good.
Is my favorite thing in the world. If you've never had this, please go. It tastes like fried chicken, but it's cauliflower. It's incredible.
It's basically a diet food.
It's health food. Like, what are you doing? It's a vegetable.
No.
It's not going to be vegan, but I have had vegetarian meals start to finish at Haberdish, and I've never missed a thing.
Mm-hmm.
The the like dumplings, the sweet potato dumplings taste like Thanksgiving. Yeah. They're incredible. Yeah. They're braised, they're like roasted rainbow carrots with like this fresh dill minty sauce. Incredible.
I don't even like carrots, but that sounds
They're so good. You don't have really to like carrots.
Is it Hush Puppies or something that they
Hell
have?
Hell like, yeah, they the got Hush Puppies potato, and they're so good. They're like little potato, pillow
sweet
clouds.
Sweet tea butter.
Yes. Yes. Exceptional. Ooh. I love everything there. Their fried chicken is great.
Braised red cabbage with like goat cheese.
Feta or goat cheese on top. Yes. Incredible. Everything is so good. I got, last time I went, the grits, and you can get it with like delicious like sauce and like a shrimp. Like one little shrimp on top.
I like that.
So good. Maybe it was three. I don't care. I just eat it all of it.
Yum.
It is so good. I love Haberdish.
We should go there pretty soon.
Can we go like right now?
Let's go.
Great.
All right, cool. Well, just up the way from Haberdish is a place called MacTabby Cat Cafe.
Oh, yeah. We're doing like a little Noda trip here.
A little Noda trip. And if you haven't been, it's amazing. Also, if you're looking for some like animal therapy, you can go pet some cute cats. But also, they have a really nice coffee bar and alcoholic booze drinks up there and everything. So
conceptually, this is a place to go so that you can get two kicks at once, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. You can go grab a drink, grab a coffee. And then go pet some cats.
I love that.
And have
it's
some,
an upper
some
and a downer.
And also you're supporting, it's essentially a rescue. You know, yeah. All the cats that are there are adoptable.
So you can like trial your cat.
Yeah. I mean,
great.
Test it out. Like,
genius.
See which ones you connect with. Certainly I connect with like eight
all
every
of
time
them.
I'm there. So, but I'd like to share a viewpoint of a visitor.
Let's hear it.
That
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Feline fun. A cat cafe has been on my daughter and my list for some time. As soon as we booked Charlotte and I found MacTabby's, I knew it was a must. So glad we did. $12 for an hour with the cats. Reasonable and worth it. We got to play with an assortment of cats and others. As they were sleeping just the hour away, we just said hi to. Thankful MacTabby's leaves out cat toys. That's how we really interacted with the cats. They were galloping through little cat tunnels, jumping on tables. One even licked the whipped cream off the top of my daughter's drink lid. They can't be trusted, I tell you. Super cute, modern space, spacious enough for the cafe and the cat area. When we were first let in, I felt like there were too many people, aka competition for cat attention in the room. There was one guy who would wave to any cat who came within his radius, as other people were really respectful of, hey, you're playing with this cat, then I'll play with that cat. I feel like if you have a jerk in the group, it can really affect your point of view on your cat cafe experience. This guy was always trying to get a cat to jump on the table, and when the cat didn't make it, they bashed their legs on the leg of the chair below. The guy was a moron. Luckily, he was a half-hour person, so he wasn't there a whole hour. They have people book one-hour time slots online, and they accept walk-ins for a half hour. Also, it was a hot day in Charlotte. There was a moment that I was at the point of asking them to open a window. It was so hot in the cat area. I would definitely hang with the cats at MacTabby's again.
All right, we went a lot of places here. Number one, like, I appreciate all of the passion around cats, but, like,
yeah.
For a moment, just went right out of her head. You're like, let's open a window.
Yeah, I don't think, we didn't think that one through all the way. I feel
let's
like
just open a window.
We probably can't do that. Because, you know, they're on the second floor. If you've never been to MacTabby's, you go up the stairs and it's there for you. So you've got a nice view. But it's nice because the cats have like little perches in the window.
Yeah, they can look out the window and judge people like they would do.
Yeah, like they do all the time. Yeah. So, but I agree. If you got one moron in the group, that's going to spoil it.
It's going to spoil it. I mean, I don't even allow morons in my group anymore. They've ruined too many things.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. But yeah, someone who knows their way around a cat cafe and seriously. How to make the most of that experience.
I was about to say, and then again, like, I mean, I feel like I know everything I need to know about MacTabby Cafe. Yeah. I know that I can walk in and it's going to be like half price. Yeah. It's going to be great.
Yeah, half an hour or an hour if you want to book a whole experience.
What if you want more than an hour?
I think you can. I mean, as long as it's available, I would highly recommend going in on like a weekday.
Yeah.
And just like camping out.
Can you bring like your laptop, like a coffee shop?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go work there
can.
Tomorrow.
You absolutely can. And I think that's a good time to like, especially, I mean, we're making fun, but there's a good point when like there's a lot of people there and you're just like, there's nine cats here and
there's
20 people. So, but yeah, when they're kind of sleepy and there's not a whole lot of people in there and you can sort of snuggle in with one.
Give me that kitty. It's nice. I'm going to go there. This sounds fantastic. I'm going to take my office there and work from there.
I support you. Yeah. And then we can go to Haberdish after.
And then we can go to Haberdish. What a great plan. Yeah. Oh, what a solid day.
MacTabby.
Kitty cat.
Meow. Yep.
What's your best cat impression?
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's it. That's it right there. That's it. Oh, goodness.
I don't do impressions.
Again, perfect cat impression.
Ooh, I have a Charlotte shout out.
Oh, let's hear it.
Do we have time for that?
Absolutely.
All right, sweet. So I live down in Steel Creek
yeah.
with my fiance, Jeff, and we hi, Jeff. We do a lot of takeout down there or like, you know, delivery. Because
it's
there's not
it's not delivery. It's DiGiorno. DiGiorno,
right? But we struggle to find like consistent quality in some of the places that we get delivery. But there's a place in Steel Creek, actually very close to the Greco Fresh Grill location that I have visited that you guys will hear about on a certain episode. But the place that we've done for takeout that has knocked us like out of the park is Masa Sushi and Asian Grill.
That sounds great.
It's, I mean, okay. So it says Japanese cuisine on here, but
Did Google say that?
Most places in Charlotte, it's like sort of a fusion.
Yeah.
So there was one particular night a few weeks ago that I really wanted sushi, and Jeff kind of wanted like classic Chinese food.
Yeah.
So we found this place and ordered both.
Compromise.
Really good sushi rolls that weren't just like the basics, right? It was really good specialty rolls, and then really good quality like General Tso's chicken.
Yeah.
And I loved this that you could sub out the like bucket of white rice for like lo mein or something else that's a little more interesting.
Absolutely.
So I got like beef lo mein on the side with the General Tso's. It was a good diet day for us, but really good quality. So I look forward to frequenting them again.
That's outstanding. I remember you recommending it once before to me and when we didn't have a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been like counting the days until I have like an excuse to be down in that area, like shopping or something so I can stop there.
Or just like coming to my house.
Oh yeah, I guess I could visit
anytime.
You.
Anytime. Come on down.
Let's do it.
Steel Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that. Well, awesome. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's a great shout out. And, you know, I've been thinking a little bit about another thing. We revived our Yelp reviews.
Yeah.
I thought maybe we could revive like one more of our things that we used to do early days in the podcast. Now that we've got, you know, more listeners hanging in on our every word. How about we ask some people to tell some stories?
I like stories.
I love a story.
I like hearing from our listeners too.
Yeah. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear you tell me something. And I think,
do you have our phone number handy?
I do. I have our phone number. Don't worry. I know it. I memorized it long ago.
I didn't. Never did.
Yeah. Well, now I expect that we're going to get a ton of people knocking on our door. You know why, Jen?
Why?
Because I want people to take us on a date.
Take us on a date?
Take us on a date. Yes. So, Charlotte, we are asking you, if you were going to take us on a date, where would you take us? What is your date game here in Charlotte? Where are you going for drinks? Where are you going for apps? Where are you going for zerts? You know?
Yeah.
I want to know all this.
Or
and,
like, what activities,
right,
too,
also that. Like, show me about, like, your whole date, right? I want to know about, like, where we're going for a drink. Where are we going to, like, are we going to the park or whatever? Yeah. Now, where are we going for dinner? Like, give me that whole shebang. Where are we going for fireworks after?
What are you wearing, even? Are we doing that?
Yeah. Get as detailed as you want, guys. That's what I want to hear. I also want to hear, like, would you take Jen on a different day that you take Abby on?
Yeah.
Like, where would you take me versus Jen? Yeah. That's what I want to hear. Take us on a date. Tell us about some of your favorite date spots in Charlotte. You can call us at 980-202-2660. Just leave us a voicemail and we may share your story on the air. We would love to hear from you.
And we'll post that on the Instagram so that you all can think about your answers and then call at a time that it's convenient for you.
That's right. You know, whenever works.
Yeah. Whenever. Date night in Charlotte.
Date night in Charlotte.
We had a good one the other night. We went to Barcelona Wine Bar.
Oh, yeah. I do love Barcelona.
And then we went to the Puttery.
How was
and
that?
And I kicked Jeff's butt. I putt-putt.
You're really good. You won the last time for my birthday, too.
I did.
You did.
I love putt-putt.
I tried to watch it.
It was. Yeah. I mean, it was a tough course that we played.
Yeah.
But I ended up winning it was a really steep bet. Can I share it with you? What?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so it wasn't all sexual, but.
Mostly, though.
Mainly, I care about the things that are non-sexual, because he'll do whatever I want. So, loser has to cook dinner.
Great.
Clean up after.
Great.
Wash the sheets on the bed and make the bed after.
Oh, my God.
All in the night of the winner's choosing. And then I think there was, like, a sexual thing also in there.
I'm sure.
But, again, less important.
Like, that's a lot of responsibility.
That's a lot for one night. And at the beginning, Jeff was like, well, that's a lot for. And I was like,
yet
listen.
Somehow we find a way to do it and no one else notices.
No one notices. Yeah. So so we're going to make that happen.
Cool.
I just really love clean sheets. So
I love a clean sheet. I hate putting them on my own bed, but I love getting into them.
You know, ever since we came, this is the bougiest thing I'm going to say today. I hear it before it's even out of my mouth. Ever since we got a king size bed, it's really hard to make that bed because the mattress is really heavy. So
it is heavy.
Like,
And mine's like one of those, like, it's like a purple mattress, so it's dense.
Yeah.
Too. It's like a dead body.
Dream cloud.
I actually almost died under it when I first moved into my first house. I was trying to like maneuver it from the ground up onto the frame, and I was all alone, which is a dangerous thing to do as a small woman.
Not good.
And I got stuck under it and I nearly suffocated and died. So.
Neat. Cool story.
Yeah.
Well, don't do that ever again.
Okay.
Employ the help of your friends. I got you.
Yeah.
Next time. But yeah, it's hard. I don't have a box spring under this one, so it's like tough to get the corners under. So I make Jeff do it. And he's happy to do it because it makes me happy. So
that makes me happy that it makes him happy to make you happy.
That's great. Thank you.
You know what makes me happy?
Oh, God.
Ending the episode.
Okay. Ah, you're like, that's enough,
Jen. Let's do it. That's enough.
All right. Well, this was fun. And for this batch, my name is Jen.
My name's Abby.
And this has been Amused Boosh.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.